The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I'm going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "He's not going to kill himself, is he?" Because he said, "Where I am going, you cannot come." He said to them, "You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What I told you from the beginning. I have much to say about you in condemnation, but the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him, I tell the world." They did not realize that he was speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. So very often on medical insignia, you see the rod of Asclepius or Asclepius or the Caduceus, which is the Greek god of healing. And then we come across in the first reading this morning from the book of Numbers, that interesting thing. The Hebrews and the Israelites were complaining. And so, a bit like ourselves, they were fed up with following Moses, and they were getting nowhere, and they didn't like the food that they were receiving, meaning the manna. Same old thing every day. So they were complaining like hell. And then they were, to add to all that, they were being bitten by fiery serpents. And eventually, he even got to Moses, and he began complaining to God. And God said, "Well, I'll give you the cure." He said, "Make a bronze serpent and put it on a stand. And whoever is bitten and looks at that will be cured." And so in the Old Testament this morning, the book of Numbers, we have the first mention of vaccination. No, seriously. If you think about it, yeah. So if any of them got bitten by one of these fiery serpents, then they looked at the stand of the bronze serpent. So the cause became the cure. Now, if you think about it, isn't that the basis of all vaccinations? when you get the vaccination against the flu or the COVID, you get some of the flu or some of the COVID, and so you build up antibodies, a resistance to it. And so there you got a mention, or the first mention of a vaccination. Seriously, if you think about it. And then Jesus, so to speak, not literally, but metaphorically speaking, he took the place of the serpent. He said, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself." So Jesus became our cure. Now, our cure against what? Our cure against the, a temptation to scapegoat and to kill. And unfortunately, here we are this morning. Just imagine for a moment, if you went up to Vons or to Pavilion or wherever you do your shopping, and you were killed like those people in Boulder in Colorado yesterday. How awful it is for those people. And there are, so much evil in the world at the moment. And then we go back last week to what happened down in Georgia. And again, how awful that is. And how terrible it is for those people. They didn't deserve to be mowed down by somebody, with a grudge or whatever it was, what gets into these people. And so, putting it like the serpent on the bronze cured the Hebrews and the Israelites in the desert. And when we look at the cross is our most powerful symbol. And we look at what Jesus did for us. And we are going through our pain at the time. We are going through our suffering. We're trying to find a reason for all these terrible things that happen. And we're asking questions like, why does God allow this? Why does God allow that? Why do these awful things happen? Why does God allow people to go in with some kind of a rifle that can fire many rounds and just mow people down? People he never saw before, never knew. And when you look at the cross and you see there's Jesus hanging on the cross, did he ever do anything wrong? He was the most wonderful person that ever lived. And yet he was crucified. And just to finish on that, some of you are old enough to remember that you would never at one time go into a Catholic home or even many people's homes and not see some religious object, especially the cross or crucifix hanging somewhere. So do you have any religious objects in your house that are visible to people who come into your home? Do you have a crucifix, a nice crucifix in your home, where it is visible to anybody who comes into your home? And that's very important, because the cross is our beautiful symbol. It's pure love, what Jesus did for us. Why should we be ever ashamed of that?